chapter 6 tonight. Another chapter of advice to various groups of people. And tonight it is to servants here in 1 Timothy chapter 6. Just the first two verses tonight of 1 Timothy 6. Let as many servants as are under the yoke count their own masters worthy of all honor, that the name of God and his doctrine be not blasphemed. And they that have believing masters, let them not despise them because they are brethren, but rather do them service because they are faithful and beloved, partakers of the benefit. These things teach and exhort. So tonight, honor your master.
Let's pray.
Lord, I pray that we would learn tonight how we can apply this to our own Christian walk. And Lord, that you would speak to us through your word. We thank you for the privilege and love you. In Christ's name we ask this. Amen. So obviously none of us are servants. This technically is a slave. Bible days, there was slavery. You were an indentured servant. Your master had complete authority over you. And that's just how it was. But how can we apply it to our own lives? Well, you and I, the day we got saved, became the servants of Jesus Christ, essentially slaves. But the good news is we have a very good master. And he is the master. The Bible even refers to him as the master. So I just want to point out some things from Scripture about our master and how we are to treat our master, how we're to honor him. But before we do all that, I want to remind everybody tonight that a servant has no rights. And let's look at 1 Corinthians 6:19 and we'll see this. And never forget this, because I hear sometimes people say, well, I have my rights. These are my rights. Well, the day you got saved, you don't have any rights. You have whatever God allows you to do, but you are now his slave. 1 Corinthians 6:19, what? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own? You're not your own anymore. For you're bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and your spirit, which are God's. He owns us now. He purchased us with the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. And so as we walk through the scriptures and look at this word master and servant, we can learn some things. And the first very important thing that we need to learn tonight is that God wants us to obey our master. Amen. And even though Bible times, we saw that servants were told to obey their masters. Let's look at Ephesians 6:5 and we'll see this. But we agreed to make Jesus our master the day we got saved, which is a good thing. But that also meant that we agreed to obey his commands. Whatever he told us to do, we're to do. Ephesians 6:5, servants, be obedient to them that are your masters, according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in singleness of your heart, as unto Christ, not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. So he says, even in Bible days, if you were a servant, you were to treat your master as if you were serving Jesus Christ. But you and I are serving Jesus Christ. And what did he say in Luke 6:46? Why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? And what did he say? If you love me, keep my commandments. Amen. John 14:15. So the first and probably most important truth we understand when it comes to masters and servants, which we are a servant, is that we are to obey. Now, if you look at Titus 2:9, part of obeying our master is that we don't answer back. I remember when we were raising our kids, or some are raising their kids now. Isn't it irritating when they answer back? When you tell them to do something and they answer back somehow? Hopefully not with the word no. but it's just as irritating to God. But notice Titus 2:9, exhort servants to be obedient unto their own masters and to please them in well in all things, not answering again. In other words, not answering back. If a master says do something, you do it, you don't argue, you don't talk back, you just obey. Well, God expects that of us. When the Holy Spirit points something out in His Word that maybe we weren't aware of, or maybe we had slipped on or whatever, and we realize, I need to be obeying this, we have no place to ever say, but, Lord. There's no answering back. We just obey. You know, even unsaved, but bosses were to be obeyed. Even bad bosses were to be obeyed in Bible times. Not everybody had a good boss. 1 Peter 2:18 says, servants, be subject to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the froward. Even if he's a froward boss, obey him anyway. So that's the first thing, is servants are to obey their masters. We are to obey our master, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. Secondly, we are to be faithful to our master. Amen? Look at Matthew 25:21. Most of you know this verse. So often when we quote this verse, we don't think about that last word when we quote this phrase. And that last word is the word servant, isn't it? His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful, what? Servant. That's us. We are a servant of our master. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. We're to be faithful to our master. And we're to strive to one day for him to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Look at Luke 17:10. And part of being faithful is doing more than our duty. You know, there's the bare minimum, and then there's going beyond the bare minimum. Amen? And Jesus told a parable about a servant obeying his master, serving his master. And he says, after the servant works hard for his master, and he comes in, does the master say, oh, you poor thing, let me make you some dinner? No. He actually says, make me dinner. I'm the master, you're the servant. I don't care if you've been working in the field all day. That's what you're supposed to do. And he takes all that, and then he says in verse 10, so likewise ye, that's us, when you shall have done all those things which are commanded, you say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done that which was our duty to do. In other words, our duty, it's good, but he says, that's not enough. Go beyond duty. Go that extra mile for Jesus. Be faithful. Be sold out for Christ. So we're to obey him. We're to be faithful to him. But Luke 16:13 also says we're to be loyal to our master. Amen. Look there if you would. I think we're already at 17. So just look back a chapter. Luke 16, verse 13. No servant can serve two masters. Now here he's, of course, talking about money and God. But he says, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. What is he teaching us there? We can only have one master. And it has to be Jesus. It can't be anything else. We can't be pursuing or obeying anything else in our lives or the pursuit of anything else. Otherwise, we are not being loyal to our single master, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. So we should obey and be faithful to our master and be loyal to our master. And then 2 Timothy 2:21 teaches us that we should sanctify ourselves for our master. 2 Timothy 2:21. It says, if a man therefore purge himself from these, and that's referring back to a bunch of sins, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use. And prepared unto every good work. The master's use. You know, we are for the master's use. He's allowed to use us. He's allowed to use us for his glory, for what he wants done on earth. And God says we'll be meet for the master's use if we will what? Keep ourselves sanctified, set apart from sin, from the world, for our master will be meet. That means properly prepared. M-E-E-T means prepared for what? The master's use. And so we need to sanctify ourselves for our master so that we are meet for his use. And number five, lastly, we should emulate our master. Now, this wasn't true in Bible days for a worldly master, but our master is Jesus. And so look at John 12:26, where he teaches us that we, if we're going to follow Jesus or serve Jesus, we must follow Jesus. John 12:26. If any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. We're here to serve him. Amen? But he says, if you're going to serve me, follow me. Follow in my steps. The Bible says in 1 John 2:6, he that saith he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked. We're to emulate the Lord Jesus Christ. We're to be like Jesus to the best of our ability. We're to follow his example. In Matthew 18:32, if you want to turn there quickly, we read the parable of the unforgiving servant. And in this parable, we know that the master, of course, is, or the Lord is Jesus, and that we are the servant. And notice the 18:32, then his Lord, after that he had called him, said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt because thou desirest me. Shouldest not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? In other words, shouldn't you have followed my example? I showed pity. You should have done the same. So we should emulate Jesus. He is our master. We are his servants. You could just as easily say we are his slaves. But the good news is he is a good, loving, long-suffering, merciful master. Hallelujah. And the Bible teaches that our master is to be obeyed always. We're to be faithful to him. We're to be loyal to him. Not have divided loyalties, divided masters. We're to sanctify ourselves for him, and we are to emulate him, walk as he walked. We're to honor in every possible way our master, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you for teaching us through it tonight. And I pray, Lord, that we would be these kind of servants to you, that we would obey you, and, Lord, follow you to the best of our ability. Thank you for teaching us through your word tonight. We love you so much. In Jesus' name.